The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast, and I'm just so fired up. I'm actually doing this intro after recording this week's episode, and really, you're going to see, as you're listening to this episode, really kind of a passion comes through, and I'm super excited because I really feel like I'm getting to the place where making really big strides with the podcast and scalability, helping a ton of guys out, delivering on really good content. And I really, this week, I'm actually going to release at least one more in-betweener episode talking about a product, because I want to make sure, you know, being the Auto Detailing Podcast, that I'm giving enough lip service to products that I'm also testing out, as well as, you know, the marketing tips and the business tips, because I really want, just like I want to cover all facets of detailing, I really want to make sure I'm covering enough product recommendations and product kind of reviews and testimonials and stuff like that, both the good and the bad, mainly the good, as well as these marketing tips and episodes. But I really get a chance to explain kind of paint correction and paint enhancement to someone who knows absolutely nothing about detailing. So that's fun. Hopefully you guys can pick up a couple nuggets out of that to explain to your customers. So without further ado, I want to talk about AutoFiber, AutoFiber.com, because if you're doing paint correction, you're going to really want nice towels. And a lot of times I found with the cheaper towels from Costco, you know, they can mar the paint if you're working on really soft cars, and that really becomes an issue. Sure, those towels are good for interiors, for scrap towels, Costco towels or Sam's Club. Those are usually my one-time uses, or really dirty situations and end up getting retired to home use. So there are a use for those, but on those high-end cars, like I know a lot of you do, or specialty cars, maybe coatings and stuff like that, microfiber towels really are important. And in fact, with the Detailer's Inner Circle and the Closed Voxer group, we had a couple guys talking about how they clean their towels, and there were some really cool techniques that were talked about in that Voxer group, which unfortunately I can't share with you, but if you join the Detailer Inner Circle, you would know that. But the company that got brought up, crazy enough, AutoFiber.com. So you could save 20% at AutoFiber.com if you use code Jimbo. That's J-I-M-B-O at AutoFiber.com. And the topic around that conversation in the Closed Voxer group was maintenance of towels and stuff like that. And they were talking about getting some towel detergent at AutoFiber.com. Hope you all at least give them a try. And if you do, don't forget to use my code Jimbo. Okay, so just before we start then, can you just tell me what you had for dinner last night?
Nope.
Deal.
Oh, I'm on to your game.
Dude, that one works every time. Like, mic check. I'm like, I don't need to do a mic check. I see your levels. Like, I don't need to do a mic check. And people did mention about the rim job. Anyway, welcome to welcome to episode 292 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host. And with me again, yet again, who I get to stare at is beautiful, rosy red cheeks and matching hair, Pete Mitchell.
Am I supposed to say something?
is that your recourse right there, Pete? Say, dead air time?
I learned after the last one, when Jimbo asks about dinner, you don't answer because he's full of it.
Sometimes I just need to do a mic check. Anyway,
I'm gonna start using that too on my podcast.
You should. Sometimes you get some really good answers, or sometimes it's just like, well, you know, I had crushed asparagus peppered over salmon. Anyway, Pete, welcome to this episode. This episode, we're going to be talking about some things that have gotten brought up in the Voxer group that we have, or the walkie-talkie chat that we have going on through the Detailer's Inner Circle, which you can check out at Detailer's Inner Circle. Which, by the way, Pete, did you want to make a just kind of clear the air a little bit about the Detailer Inner Circle? I know you've had a couple questions with people wondering what the add-on is.
Well, I'll talk about one of the things that keeps coming up a lot. So one of the things that we do, and we call it our unadvertised bonus. So I guess it's not unadvertised because I'm going to tell them right now. So once you join the Detailer Inner Circle, you actually have a one-on-one call with my staff. We call it our concierge.
Can you say our staff, Pete?
Well, it is. It's our staff. This.
I mean, that's true.
We actually both pay.
We do.
So yeah.
We do. Okay. Thank you.
So so my right now it's primarily my guy Wayne. He's going to walk you through all the different stuff that you get, the bonuses that you get, and being a part of the Detailer Inner Circle, and find out where you're at in your business so we can really help you. Like this is it's not for us just something where we just like sell you something and like, okay, cool, now whatever, and we drop you. Like it's a real basically coaching program through the Voxer group, and we want people to be really, really successful. So one of the things that people get, it's probably the key piece in my opinion of what you get for being a part of the Detailer Inner Circle. And you'll find all about this, Jimbo, when you head on over to detailerinnercircle.com and watch the webinar.
Yes,
we give you,
which is free, by the way.
Which is free. We give you a lead generation website. And this comes up a lot where everyone's like, they want to know what the catch is. Like everyone is so cautious when they talk to Wayne. They're like, yeah, I want the website. What's the catch?
Can you just touch on what a lead generation website is? Just if anyone's unclear with what that kind of term means.
Well, here's what I mean by it. So there's many different types of websites that are out there. And in your detailing business, what most people have, if they have a website for their detailing business, what they'll have is what I call an authority website. Nothing wrong with that. You got to have authority pieces on it. But an authority website is just meant to make you look like an expert. A lead generation website is meant to do two things, at least how we use it with the Detailer Inner Circle. It's meant to make you look like an expert, and it's meant to generate leads. And so a lead to us is, I got your name, I got your email, I got your phone number, and I know what you're interested in. So it's not just going to the white pages and picking out some names and phone numbers. It's like you've expressed an interest in a pre-sale detail, a coating, a basic wash and wax, whatever, but you've expressed an interest, you've asked for maybe even a quote, you've requested a quote. That's a real lead because they've raised their hand and they're basically telling you, I'm interested in XYZ. So we've built out a website for detailers that is meant to generate leads. Like that's the whole thing. You get someone to your website, you have to then get a way to get them to raise their hand. And everyone wants to know what the catch is. Like they're like, well, I'm not sure that's got, like we had one guy who's like, that's got to be really expensive. And I'm thinking, I thought in the webinar, it was pretty clear. Like you get this for free as like the main thing that we want you to have in the Detailer Inner Circle.
And that was the main thing that I really wanted in it too, because I saw so many guys either have a website that didn't work or was, you know, got viruses or whatever, or they didn't have a website at all. And I knew how vital having a website was for my detailing business. I'm like, dude, we got to have this in here. Sorry to interrupt, but proceed.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it's like trying to help people understand there literally is no upsell. There's no like tack on. There's no, like, I went so far as to tell Wayne, I go, look, dude, if they don't have a domain name, I'll freaking buy the domain name off of GoDaddy Forum.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't care. And maybe it's because, and I was telling you this before we started recording, maybe it's because they don't understand, like, what the catch is. They're looking for a catch. So here's the catch. Let me be perfectly blatant about it. If I get you a website up and running, you're never going to want to leave, especially if you're generating leads off of it. And that's the name of the game for us is you join the detailer inner circle. You're so freaking thrilled and happy with it. You're getting so much good stuff, so much good advice. You're making tons of money. You never want to leave. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is a win because you do pay every month to be in the detailer inner circle.
And isn't that cool, though? Like, what we're teaching guys in the inner circle is to create the and kind of what we've touched on with the previous podcast is creating these reoccurring clients every month so that, like, yep. I think on the last podcast you talked about, look, in the inner circle we teach you how to have $10,000 in revenue every month before the month even begins. And so we're really adopting that same model with having the detailer inner circle, and that's why we don't want you to leave, and we're going to make sure you don't leave by giving you enough value, but also having these other things too, because that's money in our pocket every month.
Yeah, and by the way, interestingly enough, it seems that there must be a big segment of firefighters who are detailers, because we've had two guys join who are firefighters.
Interesting. I bought my first trailer for detailing off a firefighter.
No kidding.
Yes. I didn't know that about the two firefighters that joined. I knew one because he talked about it in the Voxer group, I want to call it like a live chat. And by the way, if you want direct access to me and Pete pretty much 24/7, that's the only place that you can get it. I mean, people write into me with like Facebook messages and stuff like that, and I try to respond back as quickly as possible, but there's nothing as quick as this Voxer group. And I don't know about you, Pete. Well, I do know you're on it all the time, but I try to chime in everywhere too.
Well, for me, it's honestly, I hate typing. So I hate it when people email me or they Facebook messenger me. I don't want to. I hate typing. And with this, I can literally hit the button. It's kind of like leaving a voicemail for everybody else to listen to, or totally. You can hear other guys' questions. Like, I know we were going to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, let's get into it. Obviously, I don't have a very good, skeleton outline for today's podcast.
Yeah, as if you ever did.
Yeah, as if I ever do. Let's be honest. Good thing I'm not type. This is why I don't type. This is why I talk, which the Voxer group's perfect for me.
Right.
I hate typing.
It's actually the reason why I don't blog. I freaking hate writing.
And I wish I could blog because I think it's valuable. But
me too. I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, but you know what? Play to your strengths. That's my motto. Play to your strengths.
Yeah, and you know about getting stuff transcribed. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, no. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about on today's podcast, I'll just go ahead and introduce it for you.
Thank you, Pete. I was going to start with your key takeaways from the Voxer group this week, but we could.
There you go. Key takeaways from the Voxer group. So one of mine was actually from Mitch. Mitch is a guy who actually joined Detailing for Profits back at the boot camp a year ago. And so like when we started up the Detailer in a Circle, I didn't start up a new group. I just took our same group that we had and I just added everyone to that one because I was like, dude,
Steven, way to leave. Steven. Anyway. I'm going to text him later.
Did he leave?
He left the chat. I was like, bro, really? Whatever.
Oh, I'll have to see that.
I'm going to bug him. Probably because, like, and this is what happened with Travis, too. Like, they're busy detailing, and he's like, wasn't expecting it. And they're like, dude, my phone was just blowing up. He's like,
no, that's what you do. Here guys, if you're in, you have to do this. You have settings for the chat group. Turn off notifications. If I didn't have notifications turned off, my phone would be blowing up all day long.
Which is a testament, really, to how active our Voxer group is with these other guys, and so much so that we've had to start segmenting the group off to like detailing related stuff and then marketing related stuff, and we'll obviously break it up as needed. But seriously, like I love this Voxer group, just like this key group of like zero ego guys that really want to help other people. And we've even had people say that in the group of like, I'm not even in these Facebook groups anymore because they're so like ego driven. This Voxer group is like my main source.
Right.
Which is cool.
And if guys ever do get jerky in it, we'll just kick them out of the detail.
Yeah, that's easy. We control it.
Exactly. But so Mitch, anyway, someone asked about upselling. Like, when do you do the upsells? Mm-hmm. And so it was a great conversation that were going on about that. But I really liked Mitch's idea. I mean, and I don't think I commented that I really liked it because I was like, I just hope guys hear this and understand the brilliance of it because like, as a marketer, I'm looking at what he's doing going, okay, this is freaking awesome. Why don't you tell him what he does?
Well, is this the are you talking about the dual upsell?
No, 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 no. I'm talking about Mitch's comment was on
Yes.
For color correction.
Yes. So I think this is a brilliant thing to do on so many levels. But basically what Mitch will do is when he's trying to get the client for like a either a paint enhancement or a paint correction, and as detailers we know there's many levels of like paint enhancement or paint correction. And Pete, basically when your car doesn't look good anymore, right? And so
I've never known that. When does your car not look good?
That's true, because you have a great detailer who doesn't call you. But anyway, what Mitch tries to do, and I've actually personally done this too, and what Mitch will do is demonstrate what he can do on – he picks half the hood. So he'll either paint correct, or whether he's doing a one-step paint correction or a multi-step paint correction, he'll do that full process on half the hood for free, by the way. So he's doing it for free to show the customer what his ability is, right? And then –
and what a difference it'll make on the vehicle.
And what a difference it'll make on the vehicle. And then he sends them on their way, essentially. Right, Pete?
Right.
And lets them make the decision. But
he goes, drive around with it. And he goes, it really helps. Like if it rains, like he's in Texas. And so sometimes it rains a lot. Like even you get the, I don't know where in Texas he is, but I know in a lot of parts of Texas, they'll have like the, it's so humid. Like even during the summer, it's raining and stuff.
And he goes, even said that, right? It's better if it does rain.
Right. Because he's like, then you can totally tell on the side that got corrected versus the other side. But the like the linchpin to me is he tells them in doing this, because think about it from the customer's point of view. Right. You're going to do half my hood, therefore forcing me to do this paint correction, because who wants half the hood to look good and the other half to look like crap? But how he sells it to him is he goes, look, I'll do half of this for free. You drive around, and if you don't like it, bring it back to me. I'll do the other half for free just so your hood looks fine.
Right.
You can bring it back to me and we'll do the whole car.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. And he goes, no one's ever come back to me and said, just do the other half of my hood. Mm-hmm. Everyone always comes back and says, do the whole car.
And if you think about it, a paint. Say that. Go ahead. Sorry. Say that.
No, I shouldn't put that in there that everyone says do the whole car, but no one at least said do the other half of the hood.
Well, and it's a way to get a client in quickly, right? Because who wants to drive around with half a hood? Like, what the heck's going on over there, right? But he does also give them that out, which I thought was important. Like, hey, if you don't want to do it, I'll just do the rest of the hood for free, and at least that whole one panel will be good to go, and you know, you won't worry about it. But I think his closing rate was like insanely high from doing that.
I see. To me, I'm looking at that going, that's brilliant, because it's what we call in marketing being cool in advance. So part of like the reason why –
that's a very technical term, Pete.
It is, isn't it? Great marketing minds came up with that one.
Right.
Just be cool in advance. Like show them how good you really are by actually doing something good for them.
And that's huge, because whether it's a single step paint correction or a multi-step paint correction, I mean you're talking – at least probably $300. So for the normal discerning buyer to spend $300 on beautifying their car is gonna be a lot of money, right? And so they may not just want to shell out that money without knowing what that car is gonna look like, right? So and that's why I say there's so many facets of why this is so brilliant to do. And it's like, you know, you're giving them a taste of what the whole meal is going to be look like without them having to shell out any money. You know, yeah, you could be like, all right, well, I'll do it for $25. I'll do half your hood. If you want to do the whole car, it's going to be $300. And, you know, if you want to do the other half, it's going to be $50. You know, it's such a low commitment for them to actually get a taste of what you can do to the whole car.
Now, since I'm not the detailer and you are, and this is a detailing podcast.
Sure.
Explain to me what a single step paint correction, because this doesn't mean anything to me.
Sure. Now I really got to show my stuff and like I actually know what I'm doing, Pete.
Teach everyone about single step paint correction. I don't know what it is.
This is me asking you what you had for breakfast, essentially. I'm walking into it. No, but basically there's different levels. So there's different imperfections in the paint, whether that be swirl marks or spider webbing. And are you familiar with those kind of terms loosely?
On the black cars, because I remember that last year.
Right. So basically it's just think of it as when you look at a car, it looks ugly, right? It doesn't look like you're looking at just pure shiny paint, right? You could see all these little things in it. So to the level of which there's essentially different levels of removal of those imperfections, air quotes, right? Gotcha. So like a single step, which the better term for it would be like a paint enhancement. Okay. It would be like, so it's usually one product, like one product and one pad on a machine, and you go around the car one time. Hence the name one step, which one step doesn't really do it justice because there's multiple steps that need to be taken before you could even get to that polishing step, right? But steps are usually referred to like paint or machine, pad, product on the paint, right? Yeah. So to the level of which the customer wants that paint perfect, right? So we're working towards perfect, dictates the amount of steps to get to perfect. So zero flaws in the paint.
What would it like take in as far as time is concerned for a detailer to do that on half the hood?
You know, like a one step or a single step may take 10 minutes. Maximum, I mean, like a crazy number would be an hour. That would be like if you spent an hour on half a hood, like it could be as little as 5 minutes, you know, so really? It could be, you know, there's a lot of different products and pads and ways that you could go about it to at least showcase the work. But in my opinion, like a crazy amount of time to spend on half a hood would be an hour. Realistically, you're probably looking at maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you know.
And so the upsell value of that is like $300. Is that what you're saying?
I would say at least. A single step around the car, single paint enhancement polish is probably going to be in the ballpark of $300.
And how long is that going to take you to do the whole car?
A couple hours. You know, maybe upwards of 4 hours in total. You still have to wash the car, clay bar the car, you know, remove some of the, another industry word, contaminants. You know, kind of prep, you almost have to prep the surface to get maximum results out of the polishing. So there are some steps before you can even put the machine on the car.
So that is so cool to me. So for basically, you know, 20 minutes worth of time, you could upsell to a $300 product.
Yeah. And you could even do like two steps or three steps in relates to like, so you might start with one machine and do the whole car. That would be one machine, one type of like a heavy cut compound to like really cut through the crap. And then do a couple more steps of like refining and polishing the paint and really adding gloss, removing a little bit of imperfection, basically working in layers to remove all the imperfections in the paint. So the amount of steps that you take, the more expensive it gets. And some guys, you know, that's when like the really long details will happen, you know, 15 hours, 20 hours plus is because they're usually doing multi-step paint correction. So it could lead into a $1,000 job or depending on, you know, there's the outliers that it may lead to a few $1,000 job, you know. Really? Yeah. So I would say baseline, you know, it may dip to 250, but probably right in that three. I usually charge like $300 per step.
Okay. All right.
That's a pretty loose guideline, but that's about where I'm at.
See, to me, that's brilliant, man. I love it. So then what's the upkeep on that once it's been done? And the reason why I ask this is because I'm trying to relate it to what I know about, which is what did you do on my car?
We did a coating.
Coating. Okay. So, which I'm like, okay, I got longer time on that. Right. I don't need the waxing. Obviously, I still need to wash it.
Right.
If you come up with something where I never have to wash my car, that would be ideal too.
Working on it. Some coating companies will tell you that.
So, but like, what's the upkeep going to be once you have your car paint corrected?
Just making sure that the paint is protected with some sort of protection. So, you know, waxing it often or putting a sealant or a coating even. What's that?
You'd still wax it.
Yeah, because basically what you're doing is still waxing it after you correct it. Yes, because you're it's basically putting lotion on your skin so it doesn't get dried out and crack and flake and, you know, basically.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant because that fits in really nicely with the continuity type of income that we talk about.
Exactly. Exactly. So you go out to do a paint correction or something like that. The best upsell is, hey, we just did this, basically this surgery to the paint of your car. Now we need to make sure that we never, this is what I always tell my clients. We need to make sure that we never have to do that again because it was expensive, took a bunch of time. You were out your car maybe for a day or two. So if we could prevent that from happening, wouldn't that be better for you? And if it costs you less money, wouldn't that be better for you? Now, a person that's going to pay $300, $600, $900, $1,200 to get their car like fixed, essentially. I lost my train of thought there. Crap! How does that happen? Unbelievable.
You were talking about the continuity, and then you're swinging right. Them back down into the continuity.
Yeah. So you know,
because you got to do the work.
Yeah. So basically, I pitch it as like. It's less work for me now if we maintain your car, right? You change your oil so that you don't have to replace your engine, right? So if you basically did not the equivalent, but you replace your engine in your car by doing a full paint correction, right? So you're not just going to run your engine without changing the oil. So I tell people, look, let's get on a regular maintenance to maintain your car, to keep it looking like this, to protect your investment, and so that we never have to get to that point again. You know, and that brings us into the continuity program of like, hey, for X amount of dollars per month, we could always keep your car looking clean. You're not going to have to worry about when you need to wax your car because I'm already going to do it for you.
Right.
And so your car, now that you've invested $1,000 into it or whatever, or even if it's $300, you invested the $300 into getting the paint looking really good, really shiny. To most people, it's going to look phenomenal. Let's maintain this. Let's lock it in. Let's always keep it like this so that you never have to spend the $300, the $500 at one time. Now, us as the detailer, it's like, great, we got them on a continuity program. They're paying $150 a month. Like, you're still going to get the money, right?
Right.
And that's why I like maintenance plans and not full-blown correction and coating jobs, because coating's the big selling point is that you never need to wax your car.
Right. We talked about that at the boot camp. I remember, and some of the guys were like, dude, I make my living off of doing coatings and stuff. And I'm like, I get it. But the problem with that model is now I got to go get a new client.
Right.
And I like we were having this discussion in the Voxer group, I think like last week. And I go, you know, one of the problems that this one guy was having is I go, you're looking at everyone as a sale. I'm looking at everyone as a client. Like if I can make you a client, I get multiple sales. But if all I'm doing is looking at the sale, then once I've made the sale, you're gone.
Right.
But I've got no client. I got no asset in my business. My clients are my assets because I can go back to them and get more money. Right. They become the ATM machine for me because they're assets.
Exactly. And you know, there is, I could hear guys kind of yelling into the phone of like, well, I still got to maintenance their car and I still got to see it once a year
that's awesome.
And that's great, right? That's where it's at, you know?
I'm totally cool with any type of continuity plan, so long as it makes sense for you and the client, obviously.
100%. You know, but so if you
totally cool if you can do that, you know, $3,000 job, but then 100%. You still got to work in the maintenance because I still want to be there every month. I don't want to have to go get new clients all the time.
Exactly. And that's where it's at, right? When you could have a huge database of reoccurring clients. And so my worry is that, you know, with only seeing the clients once a year, that's not going to be frequently enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that is the ideal. Yeah. The ideal situation is to get the $3,000 paint correction and coating and see the client every couple months. The problem may be is that once you do the coating, you may only get wash clients.
Yeah. And that ends up becoming a lot of work because of like if you're a mobile detailer, there's travel time and everything else that's included with that. But I remember we talked about this at the boot camp too. There's in the retail industry, they kind of call it shrinkage and spillage and stuff like that. And you as a detailer have that same thing going on in your business. And what you got to realize is that the way I like to look at business is like a bucket. I got a bucket and inside the bucket are all of my assets, which are my clients. But I also have holes in this bucket. And that means my assets are slipping out through these holes. and you got to plug those holes as much and as often as they spring up. And if you're seeing a client once a year, you don't have a client. Because it is very easy for them to go, you know what, this guy over here, you know, I just met him at the car show.
Right. He's
a good quality guy. I'm going to go ahead and give him the business.
Right. Especially if you aren't utilizing some of the tactics that we give you.
Right.
In the Detailer Inner Circle.
Right.
DetailerInnerCircle.com. It had been a while since we talked about it, Pete. I got off my – I wasn't sure what we were doing anymore.
But I mean, like, even and I remember bringing this up, and I was like, look, you have to realize this happens in your business when someone washes their own car or they even go to the car wash down the street. I literally have a car wash down the street from me, and that's usually where I go to get my car washed when it's like, I just got to get it done really quick. There's a chance.
Don't say that.
I know.
Just kidding.
There's a chance that my detailer, whoever that might be, Jimbo, could lose my business. Because, you know, we've got this shrinkage going on. We got this spillage. Someone else is doing it. And it's very easy. And they always say it, right? They're like, hey, do you want us to wax your car too? And I'm like, no, I don't want you waxing my car. I barely want to bring it through your stupid machine, man. You know, but that's why when I look at some of these guys who do the high end stuff, I'm totally cool with that. As long as you got a way where you're always in front of them and you don't lose that client to your competition or to them just going, you know what, I'm going to do my car myself, because that's still you losing.
Right.
It's taking money out of your pocket and putting it into someone else's.
Exactly. What else you got, Pete?
That's it, man. That's all I got.
How are you looking on time?
I can hear my kids yelling in the background.
Cool. So let's do a wrap up. We really would invite people to check out detailerinnercircle.com. As Pete said, there's no catch. We want you in the inner circle, which includes a monthly fee, but the value in that is priceless.
If you don't make your money back for like the year within the first month, then there's something wrong with you, not with us. Right. I'll just put it like that.
Right.
It's that stinking good.
And that's what I even told a close buddy who was texting me, and he's like, oh, I want to join, but blah, 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 blah. Tyler. I'm like, dude, if you join for a month, and you don't get any value of it, I'll send you the money, man, because he was a good friend. I don't want to do that for everyone, but but seriously, it's like, if you really don't get any, and we've already had crazy testimonials come through, Pete, on the Voxer group of like, I'm not even using these Facebook groups anymore for detailing. This Voxer group is all I'm using, or this is the best marketing thing I've ever gone through. You know what I mean? So the reason why we're kind of beating the dead horse with it is because we want to help you guys. We want all you guys in our group, one, for a continuity program for us, but also two, so that you can learn how to do that continuity program and you can become a profitable detailer. And that's kind of always been my play for the longest time with this podcast, is there's so many guys that can make so much more money if they just were taught how to do it. You know, and this is kind of an industry first, and I'm excited for that because I feel like we're going to be doing the most good and really setting guys up and really you know, guys love cars. They love cleaning cars. The biggest problem has been is that there's a bunch of training on how to clean a car and not how to make money to clean that car. And so I feel like finally we got like this really awesome program and include the websites and all that and the lead gen stuff, which is huge to keep those clients coming through the door. But I really feel like this is the first for our industry, and I'm passionate about it. And I'm really thankful, Pete, honestly, that you were willing to kind of help me do this, because there's freaking no way.
It's fun. I literally think, and I told you this on last week's podcast, the guys who come in, and gals actually, the guys and gals who come into the Detailer Inner Circle are the coolest people.
It's crazy.
I talk to.
It's crazy. Like,
way cool. Way cool people.
It's and so far there's really no egos going on. And like you said, we'll just X those people out when they come. So if you're looking for an ego-free place where you can really share with detailers around the world and see what's working for them and
where would they go?
What's that?
Where would they go, Jimbo?
Nice. Thank you, Pete. DetailerInnerCircle.com. If nothing else, you get a free webinar to watch. And there's
get some great ideas out of the webinar.
Which there's great ideas even out of the webinar. So if nothing else, check it out. Bug Pete's assistant, you know, with a bunch of questions. And hope to see you guys in the Detailer Inner Circle.
.com.
All right, that's a wrap on episode 292 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Thanks, guys, for listening. I really, really do appreciate your ear, you listening, and for making this a really fun, enjoyable experience for me. Again, don't forget to check out autofiber.com. Hey, great way to help support the show, help Autofiber, help everyone, help yourself get some good towels. I really do feel like they have some really killer pricing, especially with my code Jimbo, gets you an extra 20% off and free shipping. So check them out. I really, 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 really hope to see you inside the Detailer's Inner Circle. If nothing else, watch the free webinar at detailerinnercircle.com. And if you decide to join, whenever that may be, I can't wait to see you inside.
It's Can-Can, over 50 years of endless deals. Deals at ShopRite's Can-Can sale. Going on now. You can't miss it.